Morning show at East Coast FM. Now it's officially Irish Music Month here on East Coast FM, and we've had a huge response to our search for a local music hero. Our judges are Ken Doyle from Bagatelle, singer Mark Kaplis from Baltinglass, Cathy McGuinness from the Pillow Queens and Arklow, and East Coast Drive's Dave Harrington. They're going through all the entries and our finalists will be announced soon. Here is what U2's Adam Clayton has to say.
This is Adam from U2. There is nothing quite like the feeling of hearing your song on the radio. And if it's coming out of a passing car radio, even better. Like any artist, the support of radio has been so important to U2, and Irish radio has been behind us every step of our journey. There is so much new and emerging talent from our island. It's brilliant to see so many Irish radio stations get behind Irish Music Month. Congratulations to Hot Press and all involved.
East Coast FM.
Now, there you are. That is Adam Clayton. Of course, we've got so much talent here in County Wicklow as well. But let's hear about the competition so far from Niall Stokes, the guru behind Hot Press magazine. Hello to you, Niall.
Good morning, Declan.
Good to talk to you again. So, first of all, to remind people of the concept of this, what's it for?
Well, Irish Music Month was an idea that germinated in the context of the fact that music stopped dead when COVID-19 hit, and the effect of that was devastating on the music industry and on musicians. People were suddenly not in a position to go out and play gigs, not in a position to earn a living, and also deprived of the contact with audiences and fans that's so important to musicians. So in that context, Hot Press made contact with the IBI, who represent independent radio in Ireland, and we suggested the idea of Irish Music Month, and the reaction was very positive right across the board, because I think within radio there's a very strong understanding of the importance of cultivating Irish talent and giving exposure to Irish talent. So Irish Music Month was born in that way. It's supported by the BAI under the Sound and Vision Scheme. And, you know, just overall, the response has been absolutely fantastic. Adam was one person who's supported, and as you two do as a band. But we've also had messages of support from James Vince McMorrow and Andrea Carr and Inhaler, The Script, Codaline, Una Healy, Villagers, loads of artists. So it's a very big deal. And the basic idea behind Irish Music Month is supporting Irish artists, doing as much as we can collectively to provide the income which artists didn't get and were not in a position to go out and earn during COVID, and also to show the kind of respect and support for the extraordinary level of Irish talent that we really do have operating right now in this country.
It's great to highlight the established artists and those we know, but also to encourage new acts. And, you know, when artists come in, as they used to, but obviously send us in recordings now, and we just think, wow, these people are absolutely fantastic. They're coming to the fore, they're based here in County Wicklow, and we're very proud of them.
Yeah, and I think it's right, you know, that there should be that connection between the local artists and the local stations, because local radio in Ireland has a unique position. You know, it is the voice of people on the ground in the various franchise areas around the country. So we came up with this concept of a bursary or an award for a new local hero. So it's a national competition, but it begins with a local talent search in each of the franchise areas. And one of the very important factors in this is that when the five artists are chosen in any given area and they then get to the broadcast stage, they are paid for that. So there's a very substantial fund. I mean, in total, €100,000 will go during the course of Irish Music Month directly to artists. So that's a really important aspect of it. But the talent search is going to be fascinating. I mean, you know, we've been running Instagram shows every night at various stages since the pandemic hit, supported by the Department of Culture, etc. And we have done 200 Instagram shows on Hot Press Instagram page, and they have been astonishingly good. I mean, these are half-hour shows, young and emerging talent, and there is so much, you know, brilliant talent out there, so many fantastic artists writing great songs. So, you know, I think that we know Wicklow is a hotbed. I mean, has been, you know, I mean, Hozier come from Bray, Weber, Lingo had connections out in that area, and they came through and have been very, very successful. But, you know, there's a huge wave of great new talent coming through.
And we want to hear them and feature them. Great to talk to you, Niall, as always. The best of luck. We're going to enjoy October. Thank you very much indeed. That's Niall Stokes there from Hot Press Magazine.